Welcome to the Yearbook Podcast. I'm your host, Doug. It's for nurses and flight attendants. Welcome to the This Episode Will Be Out of Date Very Quickly episode. The nurses and flight attendants that we do the podcast for, including the hearing impaired flight attendant that appeared in Southwest Airlines commercials, or at least she appeared to be hearing impaired. We actually contacted at one point, please see earlier podcasts, Southwest Airlines, and they said that whenever possible, which is almost all the time is what they told us, the people portraying pilots or baggage handlers in Southwest ads are real. So if you're playing a baggage handler in the Southwest ad, you're playing yourself. That is a real person that actually handles baggage that you could see at the airport. She appeared to be wearing hearing aids, so we thought she was hearing impaired, which is tremendous. That's fantastic. So they have at least one hearing impaired flight attendant. Now, of course, this is what we do. If you see her on your Southwest flight, I mean, you're absolutely gushing to say, oh my God, it's a woman from TV. You're absolutely gushing. You want to tell her that you saw her, but you don't want to be creepy about it. I don't know how to go about doing this. I guess it's acceptable to say, I saw your commercial. That was a couple of years ago, or was it a year ago that those ads were running? I mean, they continually run ads with employees in it, but have we been talking about sports on this podcast for 2 years? And yet, the podcast has not improved. The Warriors-Blazers NBA semifinal is actually riveting, and I mean that. I didn't use riveting because I couldn't think of another word. It's riveting. Portland pulls everything together and makes a valiant run to the third round, and the NBA playoffs have some new competitive faces. And you would think by the third round, the Warriors' competition gets tougher. But unfortunately, Portland advanced all this way into the worst possible team they could be facing. And I don't mean because Golden State is really, really good. The Blazers' defense is designed to keep teams away from the basket and out of the paint. And that forces opponents to take iffy mid-range shots, which they miss, and then the Blazers win. Except, well, the Ringer website put it best of all. The Warriors drive to the rim less than any team in the league. They shoot from the paint less than almost any team in the league. And Golden State cans their mid-range shots at an alarming rate. Holy smokes, there goes all our strategy. Almost. In game two, Portland tried building a huge halftime lead, but the Warriors are better than any team in the league in the third quarter. Golden State outscores teams by better than 15 points in the third quarter, and the Blazers led by 15 at the half. They lost. Portland is so good, but just coincidentally, they're the best possible team the Warriors could be facing. Yeah, this actually, talk about riveting. This does not have any sensitive information, I promise. I have not yet seen Avengers Endgame, okay? So I cannot give anything away. Producer Rob and everyone else has seen Endgame. But again, nothing is going to be given away here. I have not seen it. People come out of Endgame and they say, wow, unbelievable, amazing, incredible, just wow. Everyone has been in awe of what Endgame has done. Just amazing. It could not have been any better. Seventh best Marvel movie ever. When anyone has been asked to rank the 22, it is 22, right? 20, it's 22, I believe. 22. When anyone has been asked to rank the 22 Marvel movies, they all say Endgame. Just spectacular. I cannot spoil it for you. Ninth best Marvel movie. I have never, ever seen a phenomenon like this. Everyone agrees Endgame is moving and stellar, and then none of them even put it in the top five. This is like people raving about Toy Story 3 and then ranking it fifth in the Toy Story series. I put it behind the upcoming one and also one of the shorts. It's just funny that this weird thing, too, is happening to a movie that actually, apparently, delivered on all of its promise. The one movie that, apparently, did not disappoint is behind seven other movies in its own universe. Anyway, says in the yearbook, the full name of the podcast at hotmail.com. If you want to contact us, you can subscribe, listen on iTunes. It's basically anywhere you find your podcasts. We stole that because it's true. This podcast has markedly not improved. What is it, 3 years now that we've been doing it? Anyway, what was it, last summer that we talked about? While you're obsessing over ACC football and then ACC basketball, the Boston College women's lacrosse team will be hitting the weights and counting the days until the next season. And I quote from the podcast, "And it looks like you can ask the same question about the Eagles. Could this be their year again in 2019? It no longer looks like that. Now you can officially ask, could this be their year? It is 2019. BC is 20-1, and they play Princeton Saturday with a trip to the Final Four at stake. Now, before you ask who cares, here's why we care. We like lacrosse. Also, Boston College is in a traditional lacrosse region. From Reno, New England looks like a traditional lacrosse region, but the region is actually more like pockets, and BC and Boston are not traditional college lacrosse pockets. There was once a BC men's team, but in 1992, the BC women were invented, which is symbolic because women are pushing a lot of lacrosse's growth these days. Then a few years ago, Coach Acacia Walker-Weinstein showed up, and the Eagles have been good ever since. You might have guessed by now that Boston College has yet to win a national championship, which brings us to now. True story from this season. You don't go to Boston to see Boston College, but you can see the tops of a couple of Boston's tallest buildings, just the tops of the buildings over the forest as you approach BC's exit. The women play very near Boston, but on a different campus, not the same one you see on football Saturdays or ice hockey Saturdays or basketball Saturdays. On hand at this other campus on this date is a good opponent. That team is getting psyched up. They're getting pumped with a while to go still before the game. Now, you can hear this opponent yell intense psych-up phrases from pretty far away, which is significant because their fans and BC's fans are literally just a few feet away from all this. The team psyching themselves up, getting pumped up, and all of the fans are separated by only a car length or two. The parking lot next to the lacrosse stadium is pretty, but tiny, and it's full of tailgaters and families playing catch with sticks. Unfortunately for the opponent, after all that, the Eagles win easily, and they've kept winning easily all the way to the NCAA quarterfinals, and why not? BC returns almost everyone from last season, including the reigning best player in the whole wide world, Sam Mapuzo, but Kenzie Kent has gotten most of the attention of this year. Yes, she's returning all right. She's returning more than you bargained for. And by that, I mean Kent, who also scored goals at hockey for the Eagles, took last year off from lacrosse to focus on BC hockey. Now, she only redshirted, so she was rightfully still on the lacrosse roster, and not some out-of-date internet lacrosse roster. Kenzie Kent's name was still on the roster, handed out and updated for each of the home games. Last year, she went to the lacrosse game. She attended, but again, she wasn't on the team officially, but she attended the lacrosse games, but she didn't stand on the sidelines. We ruined the bit. We got ahead of the bit. She didn't stand on the sidelines with the team. She watched from the stands. So at one of last year's home games, while you were looking at Kenzie Kent's name on the game roster, you could have been looking at actual Kenzie Kent sitting nearby. Anyway, all this meant that by the time the Eagles' 2019 lacrosse opener arrived on February 9th, Kent had gone more than 600 days since she last played a game. No problem with the conventional wisdom, which is weird because so many times adding an awesome player to an already awesome team doesn't work, even though it worked for Golden State, which led off this podcast. How many times has your favorite team been successful, not counting Golden State fans, and all the pundits say, just wait till they get so-and-so back, or just think when they add so-and-so, and then so-and-so comes back and something's not quite right, or the team just playing goes downhill. Plus, Kent tells the Boston Herald, one of the local papers, that she was more nervous for that February 9th opener than any game she's ever played in college, save for the first game of her career. As it turns out, everything's pretty much gone according to script. This is the third straight year the Eagles have a chance to win the title. Now comes getting back to the Final Four, and if that works, winning two more games after that. Anything less, unfortunately, would be considered a disappointment. But don't get impatient. BC's only been really good for 7 years. The problem, of course, is year number 8 of being really good would have to come without Apuzzo and Kent, a reality the school is well aware of. The Eagles' Instagram page is already advertising Boston College Lacrosse Summer Camp. And if all goes well, Summer Camp will pay off with future championship-caliber recruits. By the way, not sure on this. We have not seen it in years. But I don't think the high school basketball team in Teen Wolf ever played a game on the road. Not once.